I think we will start. We only have 20 minutes, so we shouldn't waste too much time. Before we begin, there is a bit confusion around schedules and so on. So now we present Focus 17, Team Management in the SharePoint app, which was supposed to be on Wednesday. So is here anyone who wanted to see the other thing, or resource modeling in a portfolio? That will be on Wednesday, 10:30. Sorry for that confusion. You should always check your My PC. Okay. Okay. Sorry for that. Yeah, it's both resource management, so maybe that's interesting for you as well. Thanks, Chris. All right. Let's start. Oh, no, I can't start with that one. I have to stay here because I present from my machine. So what we are talking about, team management in a SharePoint app with or without Project Server. What is it about? It is our newest product, and it's really, really new, TPG Team Manager. To be honest, it's a beta version. It's really hot, and I'm a bit nervous whether everything works, hopefully. And I want to introduce you a little bit about what is our idea around this product and how we want to work with it. So the idea of Team Manager is we have Project and Project Server on a SharePoint platform, and we have projects which demand resources from teams. And these teams commit their people to projects, which will be compared then, and it comes up with some traffic lights, red, green, yellow, based on what is agreed. So this is the main idea. How will it work, or what is the concept around it? We're talking about matrix organizations, and what we find very often out in the field is that we have project managers planning projects in Project Server or on Project Files, and we have team managers who are doing team management mostly in Excel files. And there is always a big mismatch between what is planned in the project, what is planned by the team managers, and there is no way to bring these numbers together. One thing is we want to leave, or we want to let all roles live in their own world. Means the project manager should plan projects in project, and the team manager should plan his team in an UI which is comfortable for him. Okay? So the process is project managers usually request resources from team managers, and team managers not only plan the project work, they also plan absences like trainings, vacation, operational work, and so on and so on. So not everything what they plan is project work. The thing is that we somehow need to compare these data. So the project manager has to know, okay, I've requested some hours from a team or from several teams, and I want to get back what they have committed to me, to my project. What is Project Server having in that? Not very much. What do we add to this? Is we give the team manager a possibility to plan the entire workload within their team and control it by traffic lights. Both sides should always have a comparison between what have I planned and what comes from the other side, and give me in a very easy graphical view the red lights. Basically, we want to see the red lights. So, and when I change something, I want to have immediately updated the problems. So first, I will show that in a schematic way, how it works. And when I've finished this slide, I will jump over to the live product and try to make it really working in Project Online. So it starts at the project management side. A project manager plans a project, and maybe at the first time he assigns generic resources to his project. From one or more teams, it depends. He just requests based on generic assignments. So as you can see in that example, he has requests on Department A and on Department B. That will be published to the project server database. And then he waits for a response from the team manager. And now we go over to the other side, to the team manager side. And the team manager, what is he doing in his normal team management life? First of all, he needs to have a list of all his team and his availabilities of these the single team members. So first thing what he does, he loads his resources. And we load them, in that example, from project server, because in project server is already the availability is already calculated. So we take that from there. Then he looks at the project requests. Which projects have how much requests on my team? But before he starts assigning people to the project, he first look after his people and say, okay, first, before I assign people to projects, I have other things like absence. So he plans absences, he plans operation, and then he starts planning projects. And as you can see, what he wants to see is what is the remaining availability of his single people. Then he adds another project, and this is my example project here. And now it starts getting colored. So he can see, okay, in these time slices, somewhere I have problems because I've assigned too much. Some months are over allocated, and other months I have still time which I can give away to whatever. Same for other people. So this then also shows him how have I fulfilled up here, how have I fulfilled the requests from the project. And then he can see, okay, I have almost, except March, I have committed what the project requests from me. So maybe not all, but I've done my job, I've done what I could. So that then again will be published to the database or whatever. And now we switch again to the other side. Now the project manager wants to know, what did I get from the team? So he still has his project schedule planned on generic resources. And then he opens a tool, also called Team Manager, and he sees the commitments. He got commitments from the team A, Department A, but he didn't get it on generic resources, obviously. He got Jim and Jack. So now the manual work of a project manager starts. He has to exchange generic resources with the real resources what he get from the team. So he does it. He replaces the resources, and then he has almost a green wallpaper in his project. So that's the basic idea. Now we want to see it live. Now it's getting exciting. So I refresh that site because I want to start from the beginning. So this is Project Online. And I'm starting, so I've already planned a project, an example project. I can show that quickly. This is my sample project. It's just generic resource developer. So, and this is published on the database and everything. So let's go to my team manager. I'm now, I would be nice to have two different hats, one for project manager and one for team manager. So I'm now the team manager, and I want to load first my resources. Ready to go. Load resources. Now we go to the database, to the project server database, and we get all the resources from our team. As you can see, we have four named resources and the developer. So developer is a generic resource which has no availability. Just the other four have availability. I have here on the team on the team line, I have the entire availability of my team. And now I want to see what are my project requests. So again, I read the projects from the database. You see, oh, there are some project requests. When I open this, I see, okay, there are four projects in the moment. And there is certain amount of hours requested, but I haven't committed anything. So, okay. Before I commit people to projects, I want to work a little bit on non-project work. So switch off projects and maybe project availability as well. And first thing I want to do, I want to plan my absences. Add a new item. Vacation. And I want to add some operations, like general operations, maybe team meetings. And there are some others. Well, that's enough for now. So these things appear now at the resource side. So for absences, I have vacation. And for operations, I have, under general operation, I have my team meeting. So let's say I want to plan team meeting 2 hours per week, per month, 8 hours in general. So I say, okay. This is 8 hours for the entire year. And I'm doing the same for another resource. Location, 8 hours. Just add this. And as you can see, it reduces slowly the capacity of these people. Okay? Then we have vacation. Let's say John is out for holiday in January for 1 week, so 40 hours in January. And he's out in December for another week. And we have also, oh, I planned it for vacation. Okay. So he's doing 1 day a month, doesn't matter. Took the wrong row. No one did tell me this. Okay. Now, I want to add people to projects. There is another view. which is called the metrics view, where I can say, okay, I want to let work John and Jonas working on this project, first demo in Anaheim. Back to the plan. And I have to bring in projects now. And now I'm not interested in operations and absence. Then I can go to that project and start assigning people to that project. They are already assigned to that project, but just they got an assignment line. So select the project, which takes everything else away. And when I open here, I can see, okay, there is an empty area for John and for Jonas. So now I can go to the request, which is not here, which is on the developer, because it was a generic request. So I go to that request and say, okay, copy that request and paste it into the commitment of this particular project, which is too much, so I have to rework this a little bit. So I take 176 hours and fill it up to the end. Okay, now let's have a look at the project, how much we have already assigned. And then you can see here, project, first demo Anaheim. There are still hours in June, July, and August. So I need to assign a second resource. Okay, so I have already assigned Jonas. So I take these hours. It's, one resource for 3 months. Just to show you a little bit a difference, I assign Jonas on these months with just 100 hours because he has to do something else, and I know that, and I don't want to assign him for the entire amount of requested hours. Because I know that it will not be enough, I assign him for 2 months more. Okay? So I'm almost good here, but I gave the project some more hours in September and October. All right? So this is sometimes what happens, that a project manager requests something, but he doesn't get the people because they are not there. Okay? So this is not now fully ready planned, but it's probably enough for that one project. Now I have to save that. It's saved. And I also want to publish it now because the project should know about this. So I publish that. It's also done. Now I open another site. It's the site First Demo Anaheim. That's the project site of that project. Now I have this other hat, what you cannot see, project manager of this project. He has more or less the same tool in his project site, and he now can get this view, this comparison view. So first he loads his commitments. Oh, first he has loaded the commitments from the team manager, and now he compares it to his own requests. And as you can see here, he sees, okay, I was getting hours, but not in the time where I wanted to have it. But I get more hours in September and October and in November. So this is probably a very common situation. I requested something. It's almost done, okay. But I didn't get it in that time where I want to have it. So now, but the thing is, we have one data set, and everything talks about the same thing. Now discussions start, maybe some meetings, maybe something with a steering board or whatever. And before I do that, I want to change my project plan here. So first, I know now I got these resources. It was John and Jonas. So I have to add these two. So I add Glenn and so many resources here. Here it is. Okay. That's a good thing. How can I get this button now? Okay. Assign resources. That's good. I want to replace the developer here with John and here also with John. That should be no. The developer, replace him with John, but there must be an overlap now. No, hang on a second. I have to review my schedule because I have assigned John here. I can only assign him here. Right. So replace for these two, the developer with John. Okay. Now I take these two and replace the developer with Jonas. Close. Save that. Publish it to the database. Hopefully that goes. The time is over, I know. But I want to bring it to the end. Do you still have time? Okay, good. Publish completed successfully. Now again, we load the requests in here. Should change a little bit the picture. Oops. This is what I call a beta. Load commitments. Okay. Now load projects again. Oops. All right. That's not what I wanted. A little bit gone. Okay, what I wanted to show is not exactly this. What I wanted to show is that there is everything green and here we have some mismatch. Well, sorry for that, it's a beta. What I can do is I try to load projects again. Let's take something else. So what I can try now is I can set to this project to my priority project, which means it gets all the resources what the project has requested, because it's our first priority project and it always gets the resources the project wants to have. Decision by the steering board. So load projects again, last try. Hopefully that works. Not really. Let's go to John. Yes. He has committed everything, so it's all green, because everything what the project has requested was committed. So the entire request was committed into the team plan, and should be the same for Jonas. Yeah, these 3 months here are the commitments which are gone for this resource. So the idea is that we compare these two data sets. Everyone talks about the same thing, and you can based on these traffic lights, you can have frequent updates of your projects, of your teams, and you will always have a similar discussion base for projects and for team managers. That's the main idea. Not everything works right now, but we are pretty sure that we will come out with this pretty soon. And if you like to, you can visit us at our booth and we can show you and explain you more about that. Okay, thank you. Any questions? Mm-hmm. For the team manager, we load not single task assignments, we load entire assignments. So the team manager never would see the single tasks. So if the project manager changes things in his project plan, the first step for him would be go into his team manager app in his project site to see whether he has some red lights. Then he publishes his project, which then bring the spread lights also over to the team manager, and they then will start a discussion around that. Okay, that's the idea. So basically, you have behind all these tools, you need to define a process how to deal with resource requests and commitments. Yes, every custom feed is can be added. Also comments, if you want the team manager to comment his commitments, or on the other side, the project manager want to add comments. maybe the project manager doesn't start with a generic resource. Maybe he starts with a named resource, and he want to point out, I want to have John because of he's the only one who can do that, which is very common as well. Yeah. Okay. Any more questions? All right. Thank you. Have a nice rest of the day.